My name is Matt Ryan, and it is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. Joined on the phone, always great catching up with Jordan Pollard. Jordan, thank you for your time, as always. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, Jordan. So congratulations with all the cool things that are going on for you right now. You just have new music that you released here early this year, a new album as well with The Upside Being Down. So I want to ask you about a couple of songs from the album. Now, your song Thank You, I know it's not a brand new song, but it's new kind of on this album. And I've heard you play this one live. Tell us a little bit about your song, Thank You.
Yeah, this song is about my mom and dad. They've always been so, so supportive of me and my career and like everything I've done in my life and everything that my siblings have done as well. And I started singing at a really young age. I would have been about 2 or 3 years old when I started performing concerts at home. And they always encouraged me to keep doing that. And it was a little out of their realm. I grew up on a farm, and my family's not super musical. So it kind of came out of nowhere, but they never let that deter them from pushing me to follow my dreams. And they're always there driving me to my shows and driving hours upon hours to come watch me perform. And just everything that they do has kind of given me a leg up in my music career. So I wrote this song when I was probably about 16 or 17, and just kind of reflecting on how awesome it is to have two people in my life that care so much and love me as much as they do. And I kind of teased it a few years ago, releasing music videos for Mother's Day and Father's Day. And didn't get to releasing it officially to streaming until this year. So I'm really excited to have it finally out into the world. And I hope that if anyone can relate to what I'm going through and the relationship that I have with them, they take a listen to this and reflect on that and maybe send it their way.
No, I love it. I love it. It's a great song. And I'm sure, again, I don't want to speak for your parents, but I'm sure it's very emotional listening for them to listen to you to sing it at shows, and especially the first time to hear it. I'm sure it was pretty emotional for them, and it's a very touching song. Another one I want to talk to you about is a brand new song, brand new to the album. The Reason, love this song, great tune. Tell us a little bit about The Reason.
Thank you so much. I was actually pitched this song. My producer, Bart McKay, had it in a long list of songs that were sent to me, and it was co-written by one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters, Ingrid Andress. And it just really spoke to me, not only in the lyrics, but also just in the way that it was sung. It's very, very pop driven, and that's something that I've always stood by growing up listening to Shania Twain. I idolized Shania Twain, and I love the rock and pop influences that she had in her music. So listening to the song, I fell in love, and I kind of heard the production right away and kind of what I could do with it. And also when I listen to songs and hear what they're like, I love envisioning performing them live in this song. I could instantly see that in my mind and figure out how I was going to perform that on stage live. So it was, as soon as I listened to it, it was a no-brainer that we had to record it. And it's a song about going through a breakup, or even just like letting someone go in your life and kind of moving on from that and realizing that your happiness didn't come from them. It, you know, kind of came from you all along. And I think that's something that we can all relate to and learn something from.
It's a great song. Absolutely love it. And it's a great album. I'm sure most people have heard the album. If anyone hasn't heard it, it's a wonderful album. Every song is great. And again, joined right now by Jordan Pollard. Jordan, what's kind of the next little bit looking like for you here? We're getting into, I mean, spring is right around the corner, so there's going to be some festivals coming up, but we're getting into the nicer weather. It may not look like that a lot of the time in Saskatchewan, but we're getting there. So what's kind of this year looking like for you here? Planning to be busy playing a lot of live shows? What's kind of the plan this year?
This summer will be quite busy. We're playing, lots of shows, lots of stampedes and cabarets. We're playing at Country in the Creek in Big River, which I know you're familiar with. I hope to see you there.
Yes, love it.
Amazing. But playing Country at the Creek and lots of things that aren't announced yet. But if you follow along on my social media at Jordan Pollard Music, you can stay up to date. I'm also writing lots and heading down to Nashville again next month to work on the next project. I'm always thinking ahead, so I'm really excited for that.
That is awesome. Nashville, wonderful place, and I know you're gonna have another great time there. And I know it's not a tourist trip for you. I know a lot of work goes into it, but Nashville is a very magical place. So hopefully you have a wonderful time there. And yeah, Country at the Creek is always a lot of fun. So that's gonna be again during the summer, a little later on this year. Jordan, before we let you go, kind of new to the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up this year, we have a lightning round of about 9 questions to get to know you a little better. So let's get right to it. This is always fun. So would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Speak every language in the world.
Nice. I probably would agree with you. Cake or pie? What do you prefer?
Probably pie.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm a big fan of pie as well. Now this next one, we're gonna talk pineapple on pizza. We can get controversial because people are very opinionated. Do you like pineapple on pizza?
I used to hate it, and now I love it.
I think it's always necessary. I'll say that. People might think I'm wild, but yeah, I think it's necessary. Dream vacation. Where's somewhere you'd always like to go?
Europe.
Oh, nice. Anywhere like, specific in Europe or just kind of across Europe?
I don't know. Like Ireland would be really cool. I just love the greenery and the landscape just looks so dreamy.
Yeah, and St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. You can go to Ireland one of these days for St. Paddy's Day. That'd be pretty
That would be so much
be
fun.
Pretty wild. That'd be cool. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Oh, maybe like a bird. I think that'd be crazy.
Yeah. Flying would be pretty cool. Favorite? Do you have a favorite movie or favorite movie genre?
Favorite movie? I was actually thinking of this the other day, and I have a long list of favorite movies, but I think one of them that I was thinking of the other day is We Bought a Zoo. It's with Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
So good.
Don't know that one. That's one of the, yeah.
You need to watch it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Don't know that one. First concert you attended, do you remember?
I was 3 and it was Hillary Duff and I fell asleep halfway through.
By the way, that I'm sure it's the same show. Someone else said Hillary Duff in the answer. And I was super jealous. I'm trying to remember who that was. Maybe that was Caitlin. I don't remember. Somebody said Hillary Duff and I was super jealous. Yeah, I think it was Caitlin Lehner actually who said Hillary Duff
as
well.
I was going to ask you if it was Caitlin.
I believe it was because I remember talking to her and I was like, oh, I'm super jealous. I wish I would have gone because I would love to see Hillary Duff performance. But yeah, that's very cool. A couple more here for you. If you were given a chance to explore beneath the ocean or go to outer space, which would you do?
Beneath the ocean.
It's one of my favorite questions because that usually...
That's
usually,
a really good one.
It usually like strikes fear no matter... Like both answers in a lot of people. And me personally am fascinated by both. So that's one of my favorites. I'd probably go ocean, but... Outer space would be cool as well. Would you be climb a mountain or jump from a plane? What would you like to do if you had to?
Oh my gosh. That's like, I'm not terrified of heights, but that's a scary question.
I know.
I would be if I was in like both of those situations. I'd say maybe jump from a plane.
I know. I like the questions that kind of strike fear into both answers.
And also like jumping from a plane is less work.
That's a really good point. You know, it's not like you're climbing the mountain and then jumping off of said mountain. Although that would be, you could do both if you prefer. Just
you could.
Climb a mountain, then jump from a high distance. Imagine climbing Everest and then jumping off of Everest. I don't know. I don't think that's ever been done.
not willingly. Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
That would be wild. All right. That wraps up the lightning round. Jordan, thank you so much for doing this. It's always great catching up and chatting with you. We love the new music, and I'm sure we'll chat soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. That was awesome. I love the lightning round.